on it. Swing it, baby. Swing it, baby. Take your time, cause I want yours to flow with mine. I feel the motion. I feel it stroking. I got you open from the love that we're making. I know I'm not mistaken that you love me, cause I'm a woman. You really got me cooking now.
I'm Linda.
I'm Dana Bow.
And I'm Nice Nasty.
And I'm Roxanne, and this is
Sex, Love, and Relationships, Raw and Uncut.
So today we have a treat for you. But before we go into the questions, we just want to let everybody know that we don't have an entrepreneur for today, but it's all right. So if you know anybody that would like to be on the show next month, the month after, to, you know, just tell us what they do for a living, how they make their side hustle, you know, just email us and we'll put them on the show. So let's start. Hey, cats and kittens.
Hey.
Yeah.
First, I'd like to give a shout out to Charlene.
Yes.
Shout out. Shout out to Charlene. She's one of our top contributors.
She's so funny.
Yeah, and she's hilarious. Okay. You know, she's also an entrepreneur. So maybe you can come and join us Monday.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Also, Sharonda, she's always participating in the comments.
She is?
Yeah.
I didn't even see
that.
She
posts stuff also.
Sharonda! Hot sauce, girl. You know I want you to be a guest anyway. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Hot Sauce, my girl Sharonda, rock all our Hot Sauce, for all your comments and all the funny stuff you say with your crazy self. I'll see you Monday, girl.
So if you would like to have shout outs, you have to get on and chat and, you know, say how you, what you feel and what's going on.
Show us love.
Yes. Interact.
Without your support, there wouldn't be sex, love, and relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. When we started out, it was like 40 people. Now we up to like 165, right?
Yeah.
We had to cut some of y'all because if you ain't saying that, we gonna cut you.
That's the key. You must participate.
You must participate. But if you don't want to, we understand. But just don't accept if you don't, you know, if you don't want to hang out, you know. But it's cool. Yeah. You know, to each his own. Yeah. I know we roll. Mm-hmm. We roll. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So let's start with Bell. Bing, bing, bing. Well, like I was saying, Charlene's our top supporter. And on July 28th, she put up a post. And maybe one of y'all saw it about guys and how they like women in the eye with the eyelashes. I call them caterpillars.
And I call them lamb chops.
But it got me to thinking. So I just want to know, cats, how do you honestly feel about all of the body enhancements that women are making to their breasts, to their butts, and to their waist? Do you like the fake or do you prefer the natural? And for you kittens, how do we feel about the Beijing? Beijing. Oh, that's when the men get their beards done and they shave it in.
Or that black thing.
Yeah, they shave it in, they sharpen the lines on their hair. And even men have
implants.
Yeah, men have implants too.
Or penis implants.
Oh, Come on, give us your input on that. Let us know how you feel. Okay. In the meantime,
we're gonna let each other know how we feel.
Let me tell you, men be fronting. They don't want their woman to get their body done and stuff, but the person that they end up cheating on their girls with be the ones that look like how they don't want their woman to look.
Sometimes they cheat with someone that looks worse.
Yeah, and that's what be killing me. I'd be like, this bitch don't even look better than me. I mean, like, really? Come on, you couldn't get somebody that's better than me to make me like, really jealous?
What she got there?
Yeah, right.
She need, and you know what's funny, and a man had told me one time, his wife had everything, you know, she worked, she held her own, she was an equal partner. But the girl he cheated with needed him. She didn't have. So it was that
somebody to need.
It was that damsel in distress thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So somebody, I think that might be.
I'm also a believer that you can date two people because they balance you out.
Oh.
Yeah.
We had that debate.
Yeah, we spoke about it before. I believe.
So just say stay single.
It's not a stay single. It's just a balance.
So would that be a poly?
So would you rather be with someone? I mean, it's not poly if one person don't know about the other.
That was my question. So you're just cheating, but it's not.
It doesn't make you feel guilty doing it.
It doesn't make you feel guilty, but how do they feel?
Because the person balances you out. So it's like, you're lacking something, and this other person fulfills it. So because of that, now you don't see me being angry because I'm whole.
Mm-hmm. They probably feel the same way, but they don't want to cheat on you, so they deal with you. They don't get nobody to make up with you.
Women cheat mentally before we physically cheat. I'd rather you physically cheat than mentally cheat.
Okay, but we straight up the subject. So how do you feel about the body enhancements?
Men get their bodies done, okay? They get them chest implants. Mm-hmm. They get them six
packs. How do you feel about it?
I feel like this. It's up to you. If you're not happy with what you have and you can enhance it, then do so.
Yeah.
Just like people when they tooth fall out. They go to the dentist, right? Mm-hmm. They go get their tooth done or you know what I mean? So why can't, if somebody feel like they flat chested or don't have a butt and they not happy with themselves, if you can, just go get, you got the money, it's on you, it's your body, do it. Just
you know
safe.
What, that makes sense of what you put it when you say that because you're right. If I like sometimes I'm self-conscious about my teeth, but you can't really tell that it's missing right there or whatever. So I understand it when it comes to that point of view you just gave, I would have never seen it that way. You know what I'm saying? But I guess my problem is with it when they go crazy with it. Like these bitches with these big, huge asses.
Little tiny legs.
Your titties is so big. You know, first of all, everything on me is natural. These are my real titties. This is my real ass, and I got a big ass.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, everything is real. And it's not proportioned like I want it to be. When I was younger, I had a cute little shape. You know what I'm saying? But we all had cute little shapes when we were younger. Mm-hmm. And I can't see enhancing it. But like you said, the way you put it, I can really understand it now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just sitting there, saying that why they doing that. But I guess, like I said, my point is they doing it in excess. It's too big. But I guess it's not too big for them.
Some people get reductions. So sometimes these things are so big, you got to take it out because of back pain and all that.
I'm doing this right now. I know nothing. It hurts your back. It's like it make you stoop over. So, and mine's not even really that big. But they're big enough for us to get those indentations on my shoulders and stuff. But I'm well, I went to where you just said that. Because now I get it, but these bitches be going overboard.
Yeah,
some of them. And the men be getting their little penis.
Oh, that's a question. But I don't know men. So men who have had penis extensions, do you stay hard?
All day?
And it's just stand up all the time?
Are you always happy to see me?
You know? And I have a question about women that, I agree, you know, if it's something that you feel that you want worked on and you enhance it. My question now is, once you get an enhancement done, do you have to keep going back to get it redone or...
If you take care of yourself and you diet and you just don't go wild because, oh, the doctor took some all my fat out and I got all this chest and butt now, I can eat what I want. No, because wherever you don't have that, you didn't get it sucked out, you're going to gain weight in those other places. I know people that have to go back and back because they think that's a, like a diet. It's not a diet. You still got to take care of yourself. You still got to exercise. It's just to help you maintain.
And if not, yes, you have to exercise even more because it's a fat transfer. So it's like we're pulling fat from somewhere and putting it there. So it's like you have to exercise to, you know, you can't just...
Well, I had a lot of fat before
they could pull. So and where they going to put it? You got enough titties in there.
You wanted some to throw it away or you wanted to put it
other
way?
You can get it here. I'll take some.
I don't want no other hands.
Well, you know, but, and with that... But what about, like you said, the other things, the eyelashes? Do men really like that? We have any comments that the men really like the eyelashes in the hair? Like, this is Nancy's real hair. This ain't no weed.
Yeah, like, look at that.
That's Roxy's real hair. Roxy got hair down her back, too. I'm no bitch ain't got no hair. I ain't never had no hair.
And I love wigs. I don't have hair either. Okay. But one of the things about this panel...
Oh, we got a lot of comments here.
One of the things I like about this panel is our diversity. You know, not only from our lifestyles, but even to our hair.
Yeah, so you got this too... hairless cat
kittens.
But you got the two long hair kittens.
But to tell the difference, you know, because we all look alike, so to tell the difference, I put some hair on, you know, but that's it. And with this dieting and the constant changing, does it wear mentally on people? But let's see your comments.
Madame, she said,
Madam Deficit?
Yes.
That's
nice. Okay. She said, what about how body enhancement affect physical intimacy? Like, do you think it affects... I mean, I think maybe because it's like, say you just went and got your body done, it might take you a longer time to heal. Yeah. And you having sex, and you know, guys like to smack your ass and
they
shit.
They gotta wait
so
at least
like,
a month to slap you. Oh, when they laying on you, like, okay, so if I was to nestle my head in Linda's bosom, it's gonna feel like a pillow. But if you nestle your head in a redone breast, is it hard?
Yes,
so will that affect
in your boobs? Is it a transfer or is it silicone?
They do transfers.
But it's silicone. It's
your
hard.
Is it a transfer? What
fat?
Fat
to your chest, and they do silicone.
But silicone is hard, right? Because like when you lift up.
You gotta get good, doc. You have to do your research. I'm telling you, this doctor should bought you up. They put implants in people's butts. And then some of the implants flip.
I saw a woman recently like that. I was like, she mad.
And the most dangerous procedure is the BBL. That's the fat transfer in the butt.
Really?
Because the fat, if they're not doing it right, it goes up to your lungs and to your heart and it can stop you. So you got to be real careful. Do your research on your doctors. Just don't pick a doctor. Mm-hmm. Just don't go to DR because DR don't have a law where they only can take out a certain amount of fat. You have a law when they got to take out a certain amount. So here or Atlanta, they'll tell you, you got to lose if your IBM is too high, if it's obese, you have to lose a certain amount of weight before they will even touch you because it's not going to look right. It's still going to look like you need another procedure. Mm-hmm. So you have to still lose weight. You have to be careful. You have to do your research. DR could take out every... That's why they go to DR, because they could do their chest in one day. Mm-hmm. They could do their stomach. They could do their butt, their thighs, whatever they want, their arms in one day. And that's too much on the body.
It is.
Then you got to come back. And mind you, when they do the BBL, you can't sit. So you got to hit this donut that you have to sit on. You can't just sit. You have to wait for a long time.
I can't wait. I understand the donut.
So you... Go, travel, and then if you travel back here and you get sick, the doctors don't want to touch you.
Oh, but yeah, that's right.
Like they'll sue you if you end up dying. The mistake of the doctor and DR.
Oh,
yeah.
So
you got to be real careful.
Real careful.
Any questions? I just feel like some people, once you do it, a lot of people, they don't know that once you get your butt done, you have to get it done a second time. It's no one.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's
you
what
have
I
to
wondered.
Do it
Why?
A second. Because it's never perfect. Like, it's like you looking in the mirror and you're like, yeah, I don't like how this cheek is. It's gonna be that.
But
because
it has
it's
to
like
settle.
Once it heal and whatever, then it's like, okay, let's assess. Yeah, this is a little bit too low. So now you gotta go even
no,
it out.
It depends like, on the doctor. If he know what he's doing, because they sculpt your body too. So they know what they're doing if they good doctors. And if you remember, it's going to be swollen at the beginning. It has to settle. So it's not going to look like that at the end result, but it's going to settle down. It's going to get smaller because it was swollen. But you don't need to go back again unless you want a bigger butt.
I know a few girls that got their body done and they had to do it.
Because like, the doctor didn't do it right
time.
The first time.
It looked good when you first got it, but
settled.
Then if you're not exercising or if you didn't get all your massages
and
leave out
thing.
All the fluid, it's...
You have these little tubes
and, you know, you get
you
the dim pools,
you.
Whatever those are called.
Oh, hell no, that's too much. See, that's still too much. I'm never going to have that low self. I stick with the regular low self-esteem I already have. Fuck that. And then my low self-esteem says some shit too big. You know, my stomach is all, you know.
What
like
people,
I said,
when they
maybe
have
because those... I feel like I said, I had such a nice shape when I was younger. Everybody was always saying, oh, you got a nice shape, you got a nice shape, you got a nice shape. So now I feel like, damn, I'm older now, my shape is gone, I ain't got nothing going on. But,
no.
You know, it is what it is.
You're
I had good. Fun when it was good. Honey.
You good for
this
your
This pussy's still good, though. Fuck y'all.
and with all of that, it's like enough to drive you crazy. You know, just like you were saying, you have to adhere to a diet. You have to exercise.
Yeah.
And the drain.
You
gotta
be drained.
That's a cool
thing. That's what she told like
these two tools with the two like little I do research.
Social. For what?
Because I wanna get my stomach sucked out.
For real.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Have these little bottles that have these little tubes that drain you. Right. And you definitely got to get your body massaged so they can bring it out. So you got to
call
that
guy.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that guy is on thing.
Not him. No. You have to be licensed to do it. That's a new
what?
Thing that
Yo,
people
that
do.
Man is on Instagram.
That's the new license that a lot
well,
of
people
have. Oh, to massage you out of the...
Massage
yeah.
Oh.
They have to.
Not him.
But that is enough. It's enough to drive you crazy. Like, you know, anorexia, bulimia.
That guy is a pervert. That guy you're referring
what
to.
I know.
Damn
that shit.
That guy be giving the women that sexual massage.
He
be all in their wrists and crevices.
But they say that he never touched anybody.
Oh, please.
Well, the bitches, them bitches is letting him do it. He can do me too. Fuck that shit, because that shit look like it feels good.
What y'all sure. Want?
I'm going to show you what that did.
It's always these older women. It's never really.
No, the young girl. The young pregnant girl.
Yeah.
He was rubbing the baby.
She's 20.
It's
like,
always
you
those fellas.
He can do
anything
he wants.
Baby
Lois, he
is
charged
it's
me.
It's her baby daddy.
Like,
trying
he don't
to get
really touch your breast. He don't touch it. He don't touch you inappropriately. Because it's better. Come on, you're being taped. You cannot touch it inappropriately. And if they're letting you do you're paying this man to do it, so you can't get in trouble.
So if you
he didn't touch
to
their pussy, he didn't touch their
so
teeth.
If you went to the massage parlor, like the Chinese person, they're doing that, you're going to feel offended. Like, why are you in my crevice of my vagina? Because his hand be all up in it.
Oh, no, not really, Rossi.
Stella likes it.
Why do we show
he has you bent over and all types of weird shit. Like, nah. You pregnant, your baby father should stop that. You shouldn't be going to see
anything.
You got a baby
girl.
That shit.
That's
that shit is. I'm sorry.
It's enough to
that shit
crazy.
Looks so relaxing.
I gotta be the judge of that nasty Nancy.
Okay, I will show you after we finish. Okay.
Would you be
you
able
any
to?
On rock?
I mean, not really. It's just
okay. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. So, what? You have another question?
Well, like I was saying, you know, that's enough to drive you crazy. Would you be able to deal with a spouse who is mentally ill? Like, I mean,
meaning
and I don't
what?
Mean just like mild depression. I'm saying full-blown schizophrenic, bipolar. Would you be able to deal with that? Like, so today, I married Rob, and then tomorrow, Bernie's popping up. You know, like... would you be able to... What is that? Am I MPD?
Not too civil.
Would you be able to deal with
No.
Absolutely
not.
I'll be too scared of them because I don't know who I'm dealing with.
Even when you got regular guys you deal with and they snap, you looking at them like, what's wrong with you? What happened now? You know, would you still deal with them because you don't know they're cray-cray?
But no, I don't think I'll be able to deal with somebody that I know.
My dad says she's a champ interacting with her mentally ill partner.
Yes, she is.
No, I can't do
more
it.
Power
I,
to
I'm good, though.
I, no, I can't deal with someone that's... Any sign of crazy, I start looking for the closest exit. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I don't think I can stay in this relationship, this situationship. Even if it's just somewhere we're having sex, exit. Stays
left. Love like, what you keep using?
Happens to
Mary
Jo. Happens to Mary Jo.
I can't because it's like if you ignore one flag, it's two flag, and now we at a racetrack, and they just do whatever they want.
I love it.
You gotta leave when you see the first flag.
Exactly. That's why y'all should give me a Three Stooges slap right now for not running at the first fucking flag.
You lucky you wasn't on the Fatal Attraction. Show to be on.
I need you to look at my face like
that. There's just some crazy people on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the next question I have is, can you date one of your child friends?
Don't look at my face like that. I'm just saying straight up now. No, I don't even see them like that. They call me Miss Rose. No way.
Mm-mm. No? No. So you never found one of them attractive? No. Like, you know, if he was an older man,
no.
You
can
get this old cooch.
No.
She said
old cooch. You
want to
talk to her
about
that?
No.
Why my cooch old? Yeah, I'm like, she wants your cooch old, man.
Oh, my wow. God. This vibrant cooch.
No, I can't even. No. They look like kids to me. Before we go there, I have a son who is 22. Mm-hmm. He's muscular built. He's a handsome kid. And he has friends that look just as nice. I just couldn't.
22 is kind of young. I was thinking if you got a kid that's 45,
I have daughters from the 30s.
It really doesn't matter. That's
I'm not gonna lie. My daughter has her best friend. Oh my God, he is so tall and chocolate. If he wasn't her friend and I wasn't married, I'd find him.
Mm. But so the answer is no, because you said if he wasn't her friend.
Okay, yeah, you're right. But yeah, I can't. First of all, I can't see my kids accepting that, especially my son. He tied me up.
He's gonna kill
the
friend.
What? Kill
the
friend and tied me up.
This girl wanna burst over here.
But hold on, yeah, that's enough about me.
Let it out.
I think Madame been looking at your son.
That's her uncle.
Oh. I just said that because she said I thought he was 23.
Oh, he is. I'm sorry. Thanks.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Linda. Look at me. Linda, you still smiling. What you got to say?
Would you date one of your friends?
Your daughter.
Friends. Male friends.
My friends?
Your daughter.
Your daughter's
male
friend.
Oh, yeah.
Friend.
Yeah. Sure would.
Oh.
Yes, I would.
Have you?
Back then, not now. Yes, I have, and I will not now, but I have when I was younger. I was 30. He was like, what, 19? Will. Oh, shit.
Will you do it again?
Will I not? No.
Do your daughter know about it?
Yeah.
She knew then?
Yeah.
So how did she feel about it?
She didn't give a fuck.
Would you allow her to date one of your friends?
She grown. She can do whatever she wants. She could definitely don't want no old ass nigga.
When she was younger.
When she was younger, no, she wasn't interested in nobody. Mm. Okay, she was interested in girls like
that. Well, if she dated one of your girlfriends, would you have a problem?
No. She grown.
Back then.
She was grown back then.
She's always been grown.
But she was, but she moved out when she was 22. So she, when she moved out, she did what she wanted.
When
she
moved out, you
but she never liked any of my friends. No, she never thought any of my friends was cute. I will say that she like some of my boyfriend's friends that were younger. She thought was cute, but she ain't never fucking nobody now. She don't she like people her age. Mm. But I was young. I was 30. He was 19, and then I had a guy when I was 30. He was 20. But like I said, I looked really young when I was 20. When I was 30, I looked 20.
Was it worth it? Like, was it sex?
No. It was all right. The other one, not so much. She just ate pussy really good. He loved it, and I loved that you like to do it.
Oh, so it was
cute.
Come on. Two, it was one time, both of them?
Because there was a lot of traffic coming in and out of here. They were all dancing and into the business, you know what I'm saying? So they were older than Tika, but they were her friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that, you know what, explain it, and like that makes a difference. And they were older.
But that was still older than them.
They ain't no different, those aren't friends. Zach, let me tell you.
No, one of them was like, he was one of the dancers, and he was like 27. But like I said, I was 33 by that time, 33, 27, so.
Charlene said she couldn't date anyone her kids. Age.
Charlene, your kids would be to tie your ass up and roll to a traffic.
Did you learn anything from those situationships?
Yeah, that I would never do it again. I said never to say never because, like I said, I was young too. See, I really had a daughter young. So I was really at 30 with nothing. You're not 30 yet. But when.
I am 30. I'm talking about the people in the group.
Like anybody who's over 50. You think back to when you was 30. Your mindset at 30 is just like it is. Like, you know, you think stupid and young. So I was 30. I was having fun. My daughter was like 17, so she's a teenager. So I'm able now to live my life again and go out and have fun. So I was having fun. Like I said, and these people didn't know how. They knew I was seeking mother. But they was always like, damn, you look so young. You look so young. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the factor was with me, with the younger men. Because every time I met somebody younger, they didn't believe. And I had to prove it, you know, not by my license, but eventually they'd be like, damn, you really that age. So that's what it was. I just looked too young. And they thought I was their age. Except for the people, like you said, the two guys that were Tika's friend. One of them is the same age as Tika, and the other one was like 7 years older than Tika. So, and it's so funny because both of them passed away now. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm going to paint this scenario. This is actually a real scenario. A friend of mine works at an urgent care. She was at the urgent care one day. This lady called frantic, crying. I don't know what to do. She's just like, calm down. What's happening? She's like, I'm in my house and I'm cleaning. I found a bottle on the floor and I looked at the bottle. I Googled what it was. I saw that it was pills for HIV. She's married to her husband. So now she's like, I need to come in because I don't know what's going on. They get there. He told her, I've had HIV for 7 years and I don't know where I got it from. How would you guys maneuver in that situation?
He could go to jail for that. You could not.
That's true. It's a law. You have to tell your partner
you have HIV.
So he's been cheating.
Yes.
It depends on how long. And he's paying how long he got it.
No, he's painting the picture like he didn't cheat. He just don't know where it came from.
So that means he had it before he got married.
How long they were married? No, they've been married for more than 7 years.
No.
So he's pretty much trying to make her feel like
it came from her
type thing.
But she is by now.
I don't know if the test came back negative or positive for her.
I know how it is.
How would you guys, you staying, you leaving? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm leaving. But it's easier said than done. You know, because we say that, I'm leaving that nigga, he cheated on me. I'm leaving that nigga, I'm leaving.
That's different. You leaving him because he's trying to kill you now. He's trying to kill you. You leaving him. He had that all the time.
So what if your test came back positive? You still leaving?
I'm leaving. What are you doing?
You don't feel like you've been with this guy, say 25 years. You've had it. Your life has been going on. I'm not sure if the pill was so he's undetected. I'm not sure. I didn't ask. So, you're just going to leave now because he cheated, but you were still there having unprotected sex. Because
you didn't know.
So, it's like, what do you do now? Like, try to start over?
I really honestly don't know. Like I said, my mind was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, I would be mad and be wanting to leave. And I really couldn't say what I would do. I really can't.
Not trustful, not honest. Everybody knows, I have an older daughter who I inherited. Her father and I were together. He was killed. And after he passed, I found out that he had full-blown AIDS.
Wow.
We had unprotected sex.
numerous times. But thank you, God. And for 10 years, I tested. Even to this day when I hurt my cheek, I never have become HIV positive or I've never been infected. But God. But again, I didn't find this out until after he was gone. The pain and the shock, you know, like, yo, you tried to kill me. I have little kids. Mm-hmm. You know, my girls were little at that time. I have little kids. You tried to kill me. But then I had to think. He didn't try and kill me. I tried to kill myself because I didn't say put on a condom.
But that was your point?
Didn't matter.
Yeah, that's another thing about the condom. He came to me full-blown AIDS.
I still chose to have unprotected sex.
But I'm saying you were just messing with it.
In the beginning, we were just messing around. And then he came one day. Oh, he was so romantic. He came with a limo and flowers and was like, I want to take this relationship to the next level. Like, he was just dapper Don. Always wore suit and tie, like really, really nice. Straight gangster. But really, really nice. You know, and I had that unprotected sex. That was my choice. So whereas I was angry and blaming him, I then had to turn around and look at myself like, yo, I did this to myself. After that, we're going to the doctor before you touch me. I just couldn't because of that. Like, I dodged the bullet that time, but
we just say the next like, yeah. And it's crazy how that when we meet somebody as us, you know, who are fucking men, you know.
No, because I've been in similar situations. It wasn't HIV, but it was just like, well, damn, bitch. You know, like, it's like when I found out, I was like, well. Like, this is not something you keep from someone. You're taking away my choice. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know what you got going on. You should say it. If you feel like it's something like you're scared of saying, yeah, like say to yourself, because if you don't feel like as soon as you meet someone, you can tell them this information, you need to steady yourself until you become that person where I can tell you as soon as I meet you. Because even if you're not intimate sexually, you could be kissing this person, and if it's HIV or something, you don't know, I might have bit my lip today, we kiss, and you got some... And boom, you know, so I just feel like you have to be honest when you're dating and you have sexually transmitted disease. And if you can't be honest, you're not ready to date.
Or if you like a person, and you know, if you like a person, thank God I'm not positive. And I just say I was positive. And I like you. I'm not going to kiss you until I feel ready to tell you about my status. I think we can kiss you on the cheek. We can be intimate. I can hug you. I can touch you. But as far as a full open mind, until I'm ready to tell you, being as a person who's been on the other side, and I feel that had he given me that choice. Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be intimate, but don't kiss me. That's what you say. You can be intimate with him, but...
There's a difference. If we can lay and I can hold you, that's being intimate. Okay. We're not having sex.
Yeah. Intimacy is not sex.
Yeah. You know.
I used to always say that to about people about intimacy. You gotta look good for intimacy. I like intimacy.
We can be intimate, but until I feel that I want you a part of my life or that you'll be able to handle it without being get out of me. Because then that's what happens with a lot of cases with I don't wanna say drag queens.
Transgender and drag are two different things.
A person who's transgender, that's a lot of them get assaulted because they didn't give that choice.
So we had posed this question too in the group. It says, so I was asked, if a man told that you were boring, how would you then satisfy them? And it's not like boring just in bed. It's boring in general. Like, your conversation is boring. You ain't got nothing to talk about. You ain't got nothing to do. Mm-hmm. Nothing exciting in your life. You can't, and you can't fuck. What would you do to
We are breaking up. You don't find nothing fun about me. Conversation, sex, everything. We're not compatible.
My red flags go up, abuser, because now you're trying.
Because, like, you know, first of all, why are we here? When, at what point did you get bored?
Yeah, that, and that's what I guess
like,
the question is,
at what point did you get bored?
What point did you get bored? Because you know how when the relationship started, everything's exciting, you all excited, you kiss good, every, oh, that nigga could stub his toe, oh my god, he stubbed his toe so nice, that motherfucker could stub his toe, yo. You be all excited and happy, and then somewhere down the line, something goes left, and you be like, I don't really like this thing. That's why that 90-day shit is kind of real. After 90 days, something about the 91st day will motherfucker show their ass.
It's 90 days. It's a, for me, it's like 90 days living with you and 90 days dating. Because I'm not seeing
I'm
a
never
lot
of living with anyone again.
Yes, get your glass,
Nancy.
Get your glass.
Yes, I
got
to cheers it up.
I will say.
Oh, the game's drink, it's called Lick Me Long Time.
Oh, yeah. Lick Me Long Time.
I will say, I kind of second Linda as far as living with the person that I'm dating, because it's hard. My last experience was terrible, and I don't know if
well,
it was
you
terrible.
You don't want just one person.
I don't know if it was terrible because she didn't have no friends.
What?
Oh hell.
So was she like, boring?
Was she boring?
It wasn't even so much boring. It was just like she just had too much time to she noticed everything like. You never used to wear those socks. Why are you wearing those socks now? She had too much time on her hands. Like, she noticed every single thing. I'm just like, girl, you need some friends. Like, leave. Like, you know, it was annoying. So for me, it's like, I would hope that's not all that comes with living with someone. But I'm scarred.
I always felt how you felt about I'm not living with nobody
until you've been married.
Until I get married, but
things happen,
right?
And
somebody
else's
relationship.
Right?
And I looked at it now from the outside looking in, like, oh, I think I'd rather let them live together first because you live with somebody, you see their true colors.
Yep.
If you married them, you married.
What you never that thing? You never know a person until you
live
with
them. That's right. So I had to reevaluate all of that.
It depends on the person.
Yeah, it depends on the person, but that's what I'm saying. You really get to know them then.
Yeah, I had to live with them.
You really get to know their ass when you live with them.
Yeah.
You might have thought, you know, if you've been together for 7 years and I know my man, but now I live with that nigga.
Yep.
See that
different.
New shit come out.
I know a relationship where they lived together and were together for 7 years, and at 8 years later, she found out that her mother wasn't dead and that the baby was alive.
What book is this?
Not a book, it's a true story.
No, I know.
True story. It sounds like it. Yeah.
It sounds like it. I'm never living with nobody.
I can't say
you
names,
can spend
but
a
I'm
night.
Saying it's a relative.
Yeah.
You can spend a night.
You can spend
a
week.
House.
I know, God, let me tell you.
You can have a drawer. You're not having no closet size.
You ain't
no,
you can get in a fucking drawer. Because before you know it, they got the whole dresser.
No.
Okay.
Take their stuff with you because they better have
that's
their
right.
own apartment.
Yes.
So you can go over there and
really?
Visit. Don't date nobody that they don't have their own apartment.
Being married.
I mean,
so
sometimes it's hard to say that in New York. It's,
bullshit. You got your own, so I was on.
Listen, I didn't always have my own.
And you got it, right?
But it's expensive to live
okay,
here.
Don't,
and I
don't give them no excuse. No.
It's
okay.
A lot of relationships that expired in because of how expensive
rent
is.
People
are still living together because the rent is so high.
Those are husbands and wives. If we're together like that, you got to go. I don't got nothing to do with how expensive apartment is out there. Go. Bye-bye, baby.
Being married, if God forbid if anything was to happen to my husband, I wouldn't want anyone to live with me. And I wouldn't be a cougar, I'd be a sugar mama. Come here, little boy, I'm going to buy you a PlayStation and some Jordans. All I need is a night and a half. Okay.
She said a night and a
half. A night and a half.
So, yes, so the nigga thought I was boring. I would just pull out the toys. You know, I pull out those toys and, you know, say, let's do this, let's play with this. Let's play Batman and Robin.
Which one are you?
Okay, I'm definitely Batman. Why? Because I'm robbing you in a dick. I'm robbing your dick. Look, let's play, let's do a Richard Pryor. You go downstairs and I'm going to jump off the roof on your face. That shit. You know what I'm saying? But you know, some men could be intimidated by toys. They be, oh, saying, they be thinking they win. Like, oh yeah, baby, you got the toy. Come on, look. And then as soon as you see how that motherfucking rabbit is working, like,
oh lord, you don't need me.
Snatch the fucking rabbit. Like, give me this fucking shit, nigga. You don't need that shit. That shit ain't nothing. That nigga.
I be damned. You got any questions over there, Mom?
Oh, no, just a lot of people agreeing. You know, Madame, she's like, you know, it's hard in New York. I think it's fair to. It is hard. Until, like, I just feel like
it's hard for everybody. Right now.
It's easier for you to say that because you're on the other end of it. And I was on the other end of it, where it's just like, it's, even now, like, I'm in the process of looking, and it's like, I'm like, what am I supposed to fit me, my mother, and my niece in this box? And you guys want $1,900? And I feel like the counters look like it has roaches. Like, you know, like, so it's just like, now it's like forcing me, like, yeah, I think it's over for New York. As much as I know I'm never going to go to a city that I'm going to love, I cannot afford New York.
That's like saying you staying with your spouse because of the kids. You don't think the kids know that you're miserable and they're miserable? Like, let it go. Why live in a household like that?
I don't, I'm, the kids, y'all know that you already know that's your father. But leaving, not knowing if you can afford a place.
God, work it out, honey. Yes, he
you can't. I ain't walking by.
Why do
not
it?
In New York. It gets cold in the winter. Like,
no, but
I
feel like on the subway. In this process, it, me and looking with my daughter at the house. They got some good prices for the house, the down payment. It was like 150 to that was $250,000. That's not bad.
Good.
Three bedrooms and it was spacious. And I you know how you put in the stats that you want. So I put in like a 1,900 square feet, and the house was huge. Three bedrooms, three bathrooms. Some of them is three bedrooms, two bathrooms. And that's basically what she was going to make sure she has two bathrooms. But the further you go, the less it is. So you don't necessarily have to go that far unless you wanted to go down south. But West Hartford, Connecticut, which is a good part of Connecticut.
It's cold.
The house is cold. I don't give a damn. It's nice. It's suburban. It's like a lot of houses on the block. Like some old Halloween shit. Like
you gotta think about the commute to your job or going up there.
Yeah, we did that. We did all of that. We do all that. Right
there.
All my cousins are real estate agents. They tell me what to look for, what to do, how to check the zoning in the area for these floods and shits that you know happen. Make sure you check everything. The water pressure. Turn on the chicks upstairs and downstairs. You can see. If you're taking a shower upstairs, you're taking a shower downstairs. You know, I'm talking getting up checking sex stuff, but you know, you gotta
build a relationship.
And know somebody that's a real estate agent, broker, that property manager.
Yeah,
so they can
but
help
you know what?
With
now
those
I
details
need to pay.
That we don't
I
think
need
about.
To, well, they be wanting you to make 70,000 times the rent for a box. Like I'm looking
and
at
for
this
apartment, right?
I'm looking at this apartment. Like first
the
of all, the apartment is ratty. So I just feel like owning a home is not for everybody. Everyone know, oh, I'm going to buy a house and go try to,
buy a
condo. It's really not,
condo.
No, because it's like, you can't really personalize
a condo. Yes, you can. A condo is like owning a house. This is not with all the, like, you don't have to worry about the trees in the backyard. You don't have to worry about.
Listen,
it's just less things you have to worry about.
It's just like, oh, why are you not an entrepreneur? That shit is not for everybody.
No.
Owning a house is not for everybody. Like, until you get a house, and you see all the problems you gotta do, and then it's like, if you don't have a spouse, you gotta do the shit on your own, then you got some kids, like, it's very, I've known people, I know someone going through it right now, where it's just like, it's a headache.
I don't want a house. It's my daughter, and I'm going to help her that wants the house. If I wanted a house, I would have got one when Tiki was a little kid.
Let me get y'all back on track.
Yes, get us back on track. Okay, I'm sorry. We got to check back.
All right.
My
question is, what would you name your penis or pussy and why?
Snapper.
Why
that was mine!
Hold on to it.
Just kegel on it.
What would you name yours? Please, I would like to know.
What
would
you name
her?
Oh, I'm
snapping together?
Snapping one, snapping two, snapping one. But she can be the snapping one because I'm snapping two since I'm the oldest. I'll be snapping two.
So what's the difference between your snaps?
Age. Yeah, what she said.
What would you name yours and why?
I don't know.
Name it.
She doesn't use it.
Well,
whatever.
She got one. She doesn't use it.
She doesn't use it. That shit is funny.
It gets used. It's probably not as used as yours.
As yours.
But it gets used.
It doesn't get used.
Okay.
So
let's
say it's not just covered up. It gets used. It's just no inserting.
It's
no deep inserting going in. It's
okay.
Like, oh, yes.
So it gets used.
It gets used. It's just.
Okay, man, hold on.
This is licking me long time.
Long
time. Okay, it gets used.
I would think, okay, but then again, that's me. Because then I don't really know your role. Because I would say Dom's. I wouldn't think Dom's.
I mean, you have touched me, not lesbian. So you can touch me. I like to be touched.
So what's
just
the
I don't
name
like
of
penetration.
Your... Okay.
I don't whatever she wants it to be. It could be a different name whatever day.
Whoever the girl is.
I don't know
what
her name is.
What name would you say it is?
We all in.
I mean, right now it's very juicy, so it's juicy.
Watermelon?
Mango, I like mango.
Oh,
mangoes are very juicy.
They are.
You think them? I don't like them. I think it's like
they
just like
yeah,
always
yeah,
juicy
good.
And ready.
They are.
Okay,
baby.
What about
you?
My name will be
deep, dark, and delicious.
Oh shit.
Deep.
That's it's that damn nice Nancy. Nice Nancy Nancy for you. <y'all. laughs> I like that though.
Wait, Char said, old pussy needs daily oiling.
I was like, yes, it does though.
Anymore
slide some oil to me.
See what you did, Charlie.
So another question I have. Have you ever had a threesome? And besides yourself, was it with two women, two men, a man and a woman?
No, I never
had an orgy?
No.
I always wanted to go to Plato's Retreat and watch people fucking though. Mm-hmm. Plato's Retreat. You don't know. Okay, Plato's Retreat
was before Frickman.
Oh, do they
shit.
Do that at
the
Pocono?
Yeah, I said
mine. Well, that's right. That's
what
I was going with
Dwight. That was 1980s New York.
Tell me how JG know about Plato's Retreat.
He's there.
Yo, Plato's Retreat. Who knows about it?
I don't know if I've ever had a threesome because... I was little. I was young.
Little?
Wait, how yeah, you like, don't know if you had?
Because it was just like, I was young, exploring my sexuality as a girl, and it was two other girls, and it was all three of us.
So
I don't know if it was a threesome. We
yes,
were young.
It was three,
y'all.
It was three.
I guess I had a threesome. I liked it.
I gotta go back. Fuck this. When you was little, how little was you? No, how old were you?
10.
Oh shit!
Like, yeah.
Little hot ass little girls. What do you think
little kids do in the room?
You know what?
Don't think because it's girls.
You better think back.
Don't think because it's just girls in there. They're not doing nothing. Also, don't think because they all cousins in the room.
I know. My cousins. Okay. I didn't know we cousins, right?
Don't think.
Wow.
Because.
What about you, Shu? Was she trying to be over here? Bell ring. Bell it out. Trying to be all quiet over here.
When the bell tolls. Okay. Yeah, I had a threesome. And it was.
What, two guys?
It
girl
was a
and
guy
girl?
And a girl.
Okay. And this was way back in the day, right?
Sure was. You know.
Reminiscing. She had to take a deep breath.
Because, hold on. Drugs is a powerful thing. I'm going to say that. Back in the day, it was just crazy, and I think it was because of what I was on. It was so enlightened Can you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Because if I had to do it again, it would be identical twins. Of course, hubby would be dead, not be bad. But
identical twin males?
Oh, males. Identical twins.
You want two men?
What? I got enough hoes. That means one.
Oh, nah, that's a train. That is not a threesome.
Oh, shit. What's the difference to a train?
I'm the A train.
That's
a
train.
You're the D train.
A threesome gotta be two girls and a guy? If it's a girl and two guys, is a train?
If it's a guy and two girls, it's not a train. If it's two niggas, it is a train.
Why?
Because it is once it's going, it's just too much dicks going on.
It's so like you.
That's the beat train.
No, if it's a guy, if it's two guys and one girl, and if it's his friend, it's a train.
Choo choo. Choo choo. The B train. My friend, the B train.
Express.
You twin brothers.
When you say I have enough holes, are they allowed to go in your butthole?
No. Strictly an exit. I have a mouth, I got an ear, I got whatever else. No.
Why are you talking about the ear? You know a dick can't fit in your ear. Dick can't fit in your ear, that's a dick I don't
want. Listen, and I don't have enough wrestling. Oh, sorry.
See, this
you
is why
I like that shit. When they can put their dick between you, because you gonna come in my motherfucking face.
Yep, and then
you don't like
your
that?
Chin.
Yeah, you know, like, go ahead.
You don't like
that. YouTube can talk about that.
You don't like the drizzle in your
no.
face?
No. Fuck that.
What about golden showers?
Hell no.
Why nobody pissing on me?
No.
It's not piss, it's golden
it's
showers.
It's no, it's piss.
Have you ever given one?
No.
Have
I'm
you
not
ever
pissing
given one?
A golden shower?
Why do you have to think?
Because she always say squirting his penis.
No, but so that's why I'm like thinking like, well,
we called that debate though, didn't we? You see that it's mixed, so
yeah,
we don't go
so
with
I
that.
So I probably did.
Two?
Oh,
no,
of course. So
of course,
is it
ain't
a,
nothing that I
do. This is a question for here and also on the wall. Do
on
you
the
think,
wall?
Yeah, on the first
oh.
wall. Do you think if you have limitations in the bedroom, you're boring?
It depends on your partner.
Because you saying the asshole is an exit, not an entrance.
But honey, I'm not boring in bed.
So that's my question. Do you think if your partner has limitations, it's boring? Because like for me, I don't want penetration, you know, there.
It's
so it's just like...
You're boring.
You think it's boring? I don't
okay,
think
so.
I don't
wait a minute. So you we
but
so
it does
nobody
make,
can do
it does
like
make me
of,
it does make me uncomfortable
list?
If the girl knows this and then she brings it up. It makes me uncomfortable because like you know I don't like that.
Mm.
So are you
I'm
not
trying.
Satisfied while you bringing this up?
So you're not with the strap on thing.
No
for the girl. To put
no,
the strap
I'm
on.
Not. I don't get
you strap.
Yeah.
So that was my question. Because it's like you're a lesbian, you're not in the closet and that's how everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you had anything, but I've always wondered about what you know, when two lesbians are making love, is it a reciprocal thing with the
I mean
strap
there
on?
Are lesbians that dress like me that mm-hmm. wants you to strap up and fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of them. But they are a lot of lesbians that do like penetration and like all of that. I like everything except that. So
mm-hmm.
it's like, whenever I meet someone, it's always like, you're the girliest dyke I've ever been with.
Mm-hmm.
Just minus.
Yeah, you're true. That's why I asked when you
but,
said that.
But I like when you did say that you don't consider yourself a dyke. You said you're a lesbian, you're a woman who likes women.
Yeah. Because
you said, I never forget when you said it, I like my cities, I like this, I like that. So I don't consider you.
But
it
was
so
a
you like them to
yeah.
point with your chest.
Yeah.
But the word is a dog, am I correct?
That's an old term.
Okay, I'm old.
So what's the new term?
What's the new term?
I mean, they
have to be political.
They have like aggressive female. They call it AG. Which
AG.
So look at me. I'll be considered an AG.
And that's what Tika was
yeah.
telling me because you know when Tika was in the life, I told you I hung on to all her friends. And you still come around. You know all her friends come. They taught me so much. So I want to know if that's still in place, because we're talking about 80s, 90s.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? The last time
I said that she's a butch mommy, they don't say that no more. It's an aggressor. It's an MC. So I didn't think it, I thought it might have changed because everything is like ABC element of B.
Yeah, and see, for me living in Maryland, it was a dog. I guess that the term changes.
They do say, in Maryland, they do say dog a lot.
Because my daughter, who now has two sons in this with me, I love Tika. You know, she was gay. She was in the life when she had, but and that's how she came out to me. I have to tell the story.
What? And after this, we have to wrap it.
Okay. My daughter had been trying to tell me for the longest. Like, she literally bought a girl. This is my girlfriend Dorian. Hey, Dorian. I never thought couldn't. So
she looked like the girl.
No, I mean, no. And neither did my daughter. So I guess she got tired of trying to hint. Went to the mall, took pictures. She was dressed as a doll. She comes back, she brings me the picture. She's like, look at the pictures. And I'm like, oh, hey. Is that you? She says, yes. And I'm like, everything didn't click. So I'm like, wait, are you trying to tell me that you're gay? And she sort of stopped and she hesitated. She tensed up and she said, yes. At that point, I had to think, this is my child. I love my child. I support my children. I would prefer to be in her life no matter what she's going through than to not be. So I said to her, I had a girl. I want you to be a girl. You will wear lipstick, you will wear dresses, you will wear this, and do what you want to do.
So she was dressed as a guy?
That was her way to come out.
You was okay with her being gay, but you didn't want her to be.
No, and it was so funny because that was the girl when I was pregnant. I just knew it was a boy. Mm-hmm. And I got mad. If you remember, she was Dejon Edmonds. She was born boar-headed with muscle cuts. And
so you did it.
Oh, shit.
No,
God has a sense of humor.
My mom, entire pregnancy, she thought she was having a boy because, like your daughter, I didn't have ear. She wanted a son so bad. She already had my sister, and she had a son before that passed. So she was just like, this is the boy. And then here I am, a girl. But now she just says, I'm her princess prince.
Aww. Aww. That's so cute.
Yes. Your mother's the same mother
means a daddy.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Any last words?
Ladies.
Thank y'all for joining us. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. And we'll see y'all again soon. And on the wall, you know, you can write messages. Write some for me, too, because Linda complains that I don't write, so y'all can write for me.
No. This is what you write. Roxy, post something.
Yes. That's y'all right.
We want to know your thoughts.
I don't think, guys. I don't.
Please write how much you love Roxy and you want her to be here on the show all the time.
I try to be.
I know. We all got things to do. Any last words, nice and nasty?
Stay nasty. That's all you can do.
And I'll always be nice.
Yes, you will.
Please post and put your comments on, even if you see it later.
and you can put
your questions up. Yeah. You know, put your comments underneath of the show. Tell us how much you like it.
Or don't like it. How we can make it better. You know, any critique, we welcome it. That'll only make us get better. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, cats and kittens. We love you. Without you, there is no us. That's
and also, right. Tell them about the Clubhouse.
Oh, and we're going to try. We're not going to try. We will be.
We're going to try.
You're going
to
try?
Yes, we're going to try to have, if you guys can, to download Clubhouse. We'll put the information on the Facebook wall so y'all can follow the steps. Just so you guys can interact more, not just type. You can actually hear your voice.
We can do it in between.
It will be like maybe a Thanksgiving special or maybe a Christmas special where you guys can actually like be verbal with us and we just chill like a family.
Yeah, we can talk as long as we want, but don't think we're going to be talking all day because we ain't. Also, next month, be ready for our Halloween edition. We will be extended. We're going to do 1.5 hours. The month of October, we will be doing our first Halloween edition of Sex, Love, and Relationships. You do not want to miss it. Tell your friends. If you have anybody that wants to join the group, just send us a message to sexloveandrelationships@gmail.com. That's sexloveandrelationships@gmail.com. Or you can DM any one of us, Linda Green, Dana Bell, Nancy, this here, or Roxanne, you can find us, believe it. You can find us on our Facebook page or just, you know, put a message in the site of the group, okay? So, with that, thank you.
Thank you.
We love you, cats and kittens. And we will see you
month.
Soon. And remember, straight talk makes straight understanding.
That's right. Ah!
See you later.
Bye.
You.
You.